Kate, Happy New Year. I'm not hearing you.
Can't hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have the microphone over here, and it's set to block out everything else.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's gotta be closed. I moved stuff and my God. A little bit crazy here today. How are you doing?
Oh, well, I'm catching up with myself. It was a big day yesterday driving home, but I hit the normal lunchtime traffic parking lot. There's the last 10 miles or so up into through Portland. It's probably not 10 miles. Anyway, it's generally a parking lot at noon, and I knew it, so no more than usual. I had a lovely time.
Good.
And the weather was fabulous, and it was just really great to be there and to be with my cousins. So, oh, how about you?
I'm good. You know, it's so many, I just had so many thoughts come in my head like 3 minutes ago that
Yeah, write them all down.
my head just wanted to go just, you know, it was crazy. I got some exciting stuff that I'm working on, you know. Wow, everything is perception.
Yeah. Did you see Alex Miles today?
No, I have not had, I have
Oh my
not seen
goodness,
it.
you've got to read her. I'm saving it.
I wanted to look at her first thing. It seems like I've been running for days. You
Yeah.
know, I haven't, but it feels like it. I'm going to be doing a course, empowerment boot camp course.
Cool.
Starts in January. I've been working out the details. I'm so freaking excited about it. It's going to be a fast track course. You know, yeah, I'm really excited about it. I'm going to present it on Wednesday nights because I'm thinking that maybe more people will be able to join live if I do it in meetings, you know. So I'm really excited about that. We're finishing up Angelia's website and getting her stuff going today. Today it's gonna and she's gonna teach me how to do the little videos on the phone. So I want to do some videos about for Elaine and Dragon and for the Facebook group for Florence. And Elaine and Dragon has been accepted by KDP, but it is not live yet. Used to when they accepted it, it was live. Well, I guess it doesn't work that way anymore. They said it'd take up to 3 days. I think this is the third day. I can't remember what, maybe it's not, maybe it's the second day because I have no concept of time. But anyway, in the US, it said up to 3 days. And for the other countries, up to five. So I'm very excited about that. But because evidently, I didn't have enough to do while I was eating breakfast. I Googled Landon Dragon. All the pages on his website that aren't supposed to be live came up. So that was a surprise, which is okay because I mean, how many people are Googling Landon Dragon, right? But there's a little boy, well, he's a young man in high school in Louisiana whose name or he goes by Landon Dragon. Did not know that. He spells his name first name the same, last name or la Dragon is with an O. Jesse said I sent Jesse a screen capture, so she immediately called me. She said, did you check to see if he's trademarked his name? I said, no, I haven't, but it's not even spelled the same, so I'm not worried about it. But maybe he'll hear about the book and endorse it. You just never can tell.
That's right.
So, That was a little excite excitement I did not need the first thing.
I hear you.
But here we are. Thank goodness it wasn't spelled the same. Because if he has trademarked it, that could be a problem. But anyway, but that would be something that KDP would have caught if it was trademarked.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm okay with that. Yeah. So are you
And that might
excited?
just be his, that might not be his real name. That might be his
Yeah.
social media name.
Yeah, I don't think it is. It may be that he's a quarterback, I think, in Louisiana, and their team may be called Dragons. I didn't research it because I've got like 300 things to do today.
Yeah, I hear you.
So that one went way down on the priority list when it wasn't spelled cr the same. But yeah, like, who would have thought, you know? So anyway, it'll be fine. Whatever it is. So are you excited about the new year?
I will be if I can get the package off to my sister today. I'm like, that is the last thing on my plate. And if I can't get it off today, I'm going to send it split up to people's homes because I am not going to stress about it. It's ready to finish. I finished the last gift tag today. It's ready to gift wrap and pack up. And if I can do it second day air and it's still open, I will. But other than that, not going to worry about it. I'm
Yeah.
telling myself.
You know, it could be that whatever you're sending to them, they need to receive later because the joy it will bring them is exactly what they need when it arrives. Yeah.
Well, my sister should have gotten home last night. They flew into, or yesterday, they flew into St. Louis on the 29th, and they were supposed to get back home on the 30th. So I think they're going to celebrate. So my nephew's getting there on the 1st and staying through Sunday, but I don't think even the overnight delivery is going to do anything on New Year's Day. And it's if I send it overnight on even on Friday, it should get there Saturday, but I don't know that I'll just see. I'm affirming divine order.
Yeah, there you go.
So my cousin had two Anna Griffin card kits, and we plowed through, we plowed finished one and got all the construction done on the other end. Now she just has to add the flowers for the garden that she manages and the garden gift shop. And it isn't as much fun to do assembly line. It's much fa more efficient, but it is not as much fun. You don't get to put the creativity in it that you do when you start from scratch. So
Yeah.
it was fine. And I had a choice yesterday. They left at 10 in the, they wanted to leave at 10 because they were going to Zoo Lights in Portland and they wanted to go two places on the way. So I went ahead and left at 10, and I had a choice of going leisurely day in Lincoln City or trying to beat the traffic to Portland. So that's what I chose. And it was pretty much a really lovely drive, except for that last 5 miles or so, which is always the slowdown at right before the state line.
Yeah. Wow. Gosh, I do not miss that.
But oh man, the traffic going the other way was a parking lot for a long way. So that was what was happening when I was on my way down too. So it was great going down. I made it just over 2 hours, but
Wow, good.
that was Sunday. And all the traffic was going north, so
So how many days did you get to stay?
was 2 nights,
Two
so one
nights.
full day and 2 half days,
Okay.
which It's for the dogs, it's probably a good amount. It would have been nice to have a little more time, but it's just the way it worked out with my cousin's daughter being up there and what happened. So the way the Christmas fell during the week. Oh, excuse me.
Maybe
Well,
you
that
need
was so exciting that
to.
Landon waited to open all his presents.
Oh my God, Gail, I could not believe that. When it dawned on me what was really happening, that he had opened nothing and he'd been up since 7, and by then it's like 8:30 their time. I could not freaking believe it, 'cause I thought, "Oh my God, that kid's been bouncing off the walls." No wonder she said, "Well, I'll try to corral him." Yeah, because he was just, I mean, he did not even touch the earth. He was floating around. And when he opened the what I sent him, because I didn't get it, I wasn't able to get any Land and Dragon stuff to him. None of that happened. So at the very freaking last minute, I sent him this kit of black paper in a spiral notebook with these gel pens, so they would show up on the black paper, and then he's all into rainbow. So I found rainbow pencils that had four different colors in one pencil. So when you mark with it, it's different colors, and it would show up on the black paper. So I sent that, and it got there on Christmas Eve, and Jesse wrapped it for me, and he was so excited when he opened it. He's saying, and I said, "Landon, do you know what that is?" He goes, "No." So it didn't even matter. He didn't know what it was. And then I explained to him what it was. And then he was like, "Oh my God." And he got right up in the camera of the phone. He goes, "Jim, the first thing I'm going to draw is a flower. And then the second thing I'm going to draw is you and magic." And he goes, "No, it'll be you. It'll be Landon Dragon and magic." And I didn't get to see what he drew, but he sure was excited. And then, it's another hour and a half before he opened all his presents, because he had so much stuff to open, because he had Santa stuff, and he had stuff from Jesse and Amanda, and evidently that still wasn't all of it, because then there was something else that Jesse was putting together. I said, "He didn't open that when I was watching." She goes, "Oh no, he got that later." So, only child stuff, But Jess, I did the same thing with Jesse. It took both her and Landon 2 days to open all the presents from their first birthday or first Christmas, But yeah, that was pretty special, pretty special.
Aw.
But the dogs did okay while you were gone?
Yeah. So when she's here, she puts a little bit of canned dog food in with their kibble. And Mary decided that she was not going to eat any kibble. So she just ate canned dog food, but she ate. Now this last night, she ate her kibble. No qualms. This morning, nobody ate, which is very unusual for William. So I'm going to offer them some canned food at lunch if they don't eat their kibble, but this is really not good for William when he doesn't eat. So
Yeah.
I'm hoping it's just the delayed stress from my being gone.
Yeah. Well.
I don't need another digestive system
Oh yeah.
emergency.
Well, you were stressed when you got home because of the last 5 miles. And that was today that you got home, or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Maybe just sit and Reiki them.
Yeah.
Reiki them. It sure can't hurt.
Yeah.
Just infusing those guys with love. And
And I was really busy when I got home. I didn't spend a whole lot of time with them because I was trying to unpack and figure out, what was going on, and I should have spent more time with them, but
Yeah. Well, when we have stuff we feel like we need to do, it's hard to stop all that. But I think we'll, I think 2026, We have to approach things from a different perspective of
Yes.
I come first, which because they're a part of us, that's them too.
Yeah.
We come first before anything else and before anybody else. You know, when I was, t when just this morning when Jesse called, then Landon got involved. Of course, he wanted to play, and I said, "Oh, Landon, I'm working right now. I can't play right now, but maybe we can play later." And so Jesse told him what to say, and he responded appropriately. But then Magic was licking my hand and wouldn't stop. I said, "Magic, stop licking me." And he inter Landon interrupted and said, "He's not licking you. He's kissing you." Gil, that stopped everything. Everything, that 300 things that I have to do today, I'm going to do what I can do, and then there's not going to be anything else, and there's not going to be any guilt about it. And I'm going to hold this little guy because now he's 10, and he's been snoring more, and he's grunting more when he moves around. But you know, we've had this super cold, then it gets warm. I mean, Christmas Day was in the 70s. I think it was almost 80 here on Christmas Day. And then it went to like 2 days later, it was 10 when I walked him, when we took went outside. It was 10 freaking degrees. It hurt my face to walk out there. That's I have never experienced that before, but the humidity was so high. Everything was wet.
We had our first frost of the season today.
Today.
It's usually Thanksgiving or earlier.
Things are changing. Things are changing, but we have to be aware and conscious of what we're putting first and where our energy is more now more than ever before.
I had a real clear feeling that this is not sus what has been happening in 2025 is not sustainable. And I wrote that in my journal. I was on a retreat about 3 weeks before Michael started his downhill slide. So he was gone within 4 weeks of my saying that.
Oh my goodness.
But
Wow.
Alex Miles says we're at the end of a 9-year cycle, and I'm thinking, yeah, that was when Michael started the deep, the slide. So yeah, it's time to turn the page.
Yeah, and we have the power to do that now. You know, it feels like, you know, 2025, the energies were different than any other year. Everything was different. And it's been preparing us, I think, for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is going to be today. And we can begin today. You know, and it's not what do I want, but it's what do I want to feel? How do
Yeah.
I want to feel? When I wake up this morning, when I woke up, I was in that twilight, not fully awake, but I wasn't asleep. I was aware. I couldn't feel my body yet. You know, that always takes a minute as you're waking up because you're just awareness. And I felt this whoosh, this rush of excited energy, almost a kundalini energy in my heart. And it was like sparkles, you know? And I thought, where did that? I thought that didn't even come from a thought. It was just a feeling that came in. And I thought, I want to wake up like that every day. I want to feel that joy and that happiness every day. And that's going to have to be a conscious choice. Because next thing you know, like, well, ago, before we got on the call, all those thoughts came in my head, and my head went explosion of thoughts. It was like, wait a minute. But being excited even about that instead of, overwhelmed or stressed that I have more than I can do today. You know? It's like perspective is changing. And I want it to change because I want to be feeling happy and joyful, and no matter what else is going on, the only thing I control is how I feel.
Yeah.
That's it. And accept that. And accept that, you know, we can choose to be matter, or we can choose to be awareness and consciousness and move into that wave state where everything is possible. And I don't want to be addicted anymore to that. The only way I feel alive is a rush of
Adrenaline.
adrenaline because something happened that I'm not in agreement with.
In that book, Lynn Grabhorn, she describes that's what it is, that it's an addiction to that feeling that makes you feel alive.
Yeah.
And your brain is used to it, so it wants it's that those neural pathways that are well trod.
They're engraved, but they're not permanent. We can change that, and it takes conscious effort. And you know, this whole year we have been working diligently at changing that. And the more we can just sit in those moments of awareness, in that stillness, feeling that the beat of our heart, because when we can feel the beat of our heart, we're in harmony with it. And then choosing to feel love and gratitude. You know, when Jessie called, she had a list of the why she's frustrated. She's feeling frustrated. So she had this list. So she went over the list. And then I pointed out to her that she had this beautiful little boy sitting right there in her new home, and that she could choose to be happy about that and not let anything influence how she felt. And I could feel the energy shift. And it wasn't, I don't want to hear that. It was a shift into that gratitude. And then she said something really sweet to Landon.
Oh.
You know, it's perception of what life is. And you know, we can take, because we're in this state of awareness now that we've never been in before. When we start to slip or something starts to happen that, ooh, I don't like that, we can step out. I'll be right back. And move into our stillness and recapture those feelings of empowerment. And then go back. Then step back into life. Does that feel empowering to you? Does that feel like something that you can do?
Yeah, literally stepping away. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, life's
I
not going to
just
go anywhere.
noticed, have you always had those pictures up over your window? Or did you just put them there?
Oh no, they've back there where the lights are. Yeah, they've always been there. There's pictures of Jesse and
I never
oh wow,
noticed them.
I guess most of them are pictures of, oh, and there's one of Magic.
Yeah, I can see. I can recognize that one.
That
I never
one.
noticed it before.
The oval one is Jessie at Garden of the Gods in her cowgirl outfit with her rifle. I think she's got a rifle with her. She was such a cowgirl. She thought that, and she's wearing a cowboy hat. I don't know. Oh, and there's a $1.11 in that between the angels in that little blue thing. That's $1.11 that I found. Yeah, it's crazy stuff up there,
I love
Daddy
it.
and. Daddy stuff is up there too. Yeah, the
I never noticed it.
Oh, and there's a picture of Jessie looks like Yoda when she was a baby. Crazy how you take I take pictures of Jessie and put them beside pictures of Landon, and you'd think it's the same baby. That's kind of cool.
My brother's oldest son was born. My mother pulled out pictures of my brother as a baby, and it looked like it was the same child.
Wow.
Don't look alike now, but they did then.
So what are you thinking? What do you want 2026 to be for you? How do you want to feel?
Peaceful. I try to choose a word of the year, and several years ago I chose peace, but I think peaceful is a different feeling. And I think that's what I want to embody this year is peaceful.
I love that. And are you feeling it right now?
I'd say 50% anyway, way more than my standard used to be.
So, what's the 50% that's not peaceful?
Hasn't relaxed yet from the rush of the morning.
So, what does it take for you to relax from the rush of the morning?
Several deep breaths would be a
Okay,
good
so
idea.
let's do it right now. Oh, I'll do it with you. You know, yesterday I was talking, Angelia was here and we were working on stuff, and it's always an experience to spend time with Angelia because you never know where it's going to go. And I love her to pieces.
Sweetie.
There's so much energy. But as I'm talking back to her, I have to take deep breaths because it's like there's no air coming in because I've got so much to say, you know, in response to whatever it was she said. And every time I took the deep breath, it was like my body was celebrating, but it was like almost like the outside world was trying to keep me from taking those deep breaths.
Wow.
Not in a bad way, but just as an awareness, you know, an awareness that I can do this, but I'm going to have to make the effort. So let's go ahead and take some deep breaths right now. Are you feeling the tension leave your face and your shoulders and your neck?
My bad posture has caught up with me, and I've been starting to notice pain in my neck. So it's like I've really got to be aware of not.
Oh, and that tension. That's what I have this 20-minute timer on my desk because not only when do I take the deep breaths and I ground, but I release all that tension and I can feel it immediately starting to leave my body. And that's going to take conscious effort.
Yeah, I carry my tension in my shoulders and I often have knots.
Yeah. No more knots. No knots for 2026 and beyond. Okay, so on a rating of more peaceful, how do you feel now?
Oh, I'd say 80.
Okay, so what's weighing on you in the 20%?
Just not aware yet. I'm moving into awareness, but
Okay.
there's some of the clutter is distracting, and that's something I want to peacefully engage with and not attack.
Bring a trash can.
There's a recycle thing right here, a shred thing right there, and a and trash right there. So
There you go.
as I go through things, I do that. I think part of what I need to do, there's more stuff coming in than I can keep up with. So both in email and physically, I need to unsubscribe from some things in the email or have them immediately put into folders so that they don't distract me. And if I choose to go look at them, I used to have an ads folder that I had everything for sale go into automatically. And I need to set that up again on
There you go.
your computer.
There you go. Anything that can take an aggressive feeling or stressful feeling or overwhelmed feeling off your plate, and that could turn into a list of stress because you still haven't gotten that done yet. So, whatever's going to make it the easiest, and maybe do the easiest ones first, so then they're out of the way, and
Yeah.
it and you have that feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah. I have been aware that even in the midst of, somewhat trying stressful times, I'll look up and I'll see something beautiful on my shelf and I'll stop, or I'll see the dogs and I'll take a deep breath and just savor the love for a minute. So that happens several times a day.
Make
Without
it
even
out.
being conscious of it.
The more the more you do that, you're practicing.
Yeah.
The more you're doing it, the more it starts to happen, every hour, every 30 minutes. Just taking the deep breath, changes everything. And we have that clarity of thought to move on to whatever's next, and make the best decision on how to continue using the time that's left in the day, and maybe plan for tomorrow.
And what we focus on grows, so.
It's dress rehearsal time for what we want to experience, and being that person in as many moments of the day as we can possibly make happen.
Hi, sweetheart. Do you want to come say hi? Come say hi. Come say hi. Oh, you're such a sweetheart. Are you feeling okay? Oh, kisses. Kisses. Yeah, kisses. Want to come say hi? Oh, big yawn. Oh, kisses. Well, come say hi. Come say hi. Not really, but you'll do it. Not really, but you'll do
Oh, it's William. Look, Madge.
Oh,
It's
sweetheart.
William. Looky,
Oh,
looky.
I love you.
Oh.
I love having you in my lap, sweet boy. I do.
Look at that, Mangie.
Is
There's William.
he huffing?
Nope. He's just watching.
That's great.
Yeah, he's not helping at all. He said, I know that boy. Oh my gosh, when I picked him up yesterday from the groomers, her boys were there. And I think that her boys gave him I know they gave him a bath because they said he was really good. He didn't try to get out of the tub, which most dogs do. The boys were soaked. It was really cold outside, but yeah, I mean, one of them, the whole t-shirt all the way down to the top of his pant through the his knees where he was wet. But Magic said, Kayla said I could have her boys. Like, she so did not tell you that. And he insists. So I'm going to ask her, did you guys talk about either Magic going home with you, or that he could be your, he was, they were her, his boys, or something had to have happened because Magic is convinced that those boys belong to him now. Aren't you, Madge?
He told you that?
He told me that. Yeah. And I was like, she so did not say that. And he goes, oh, yeah, Mom, she did. The boys belong to me now. Yeah, he loves little kids. I braided his hair right here into a unicorn the other day. He was not amused.
Want to come say hi?
Oh, geez, Miss Mary.
Hi, sweetie. Oh, kisses from Miss Mary. You're so pretty. You're such a pretty girl. You are.
Gosh, did they miss you a little bit?
I guess they did. Although she said they were really peaceful and really good, and they ate, so that's always a good sign. They did not seem stressed when I got home.
Good.
So yeah, well, come say hi to Magic. Say hi to Magic. No, she says, I'm just gonna kiss your hand. You got lotion, and I like the smell.
Yeah. So, how are things with the church?
Sunday went really well. We had 32 people. We had a guest minister who that's his favorite service to do the burning bowl of letters to God. He did a fabulous job. This is the one that Grace wants to hire. And because he's local and Reverend Carrie thinks he's agreeing with everything she says so that she thinks she can control what happens. And she said, if you do hire him, she's going to find out that's not the case. But there was something about his leaving one of the jobs that's a really big red flag. So I don't think he would be. He's so young and inexperienced. I don't think he'd be a good fit for our needs. I think we'd just sort of plod along, but I really don't think we'd. I think we'd be stagnant. So that's my personal opinion, and I am not on the search committee, but I will be as the board makes the final decision on who we hire. So
Is Grace on the search committee?
she can't be as an employee.
Oh, good. Good.
And she wouldn't be anyway because she's already pre made up her mind that that's who she wouldn't have an open mind. She tells everybody that's what needs to happen. So yeah, we're not going to put her on the search committee because she won't give anybody else a fair chance. But she can't because she's an employee.
Okay. I wanted to ask you
But
before
Sunday went really well. There was no conflict, so that's always good.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So, oh, a couple things. So you guys we've got the Thursday emails are set up through the end of January. I'm thinking we should set them up for at least through the end of February, maybe even March. What
Yeah,
do you
go ahead and
think?
set them up through March.
Okay. And
So
there
sweet.
was I do you read the list of things that I said that I did during the month?
I forward them to the board.
Do you remember that I said something about one of the things that popped up? Because I'm still checking the things that aren't where the address is incorrect. And it was about a report that the church files, and it showed a home address.
Yeah, and we think it's Grace's.
Okay, so
In fact, let me pull Grace's address up while we're th I'm thinking about it. Don't think she's in my address. I think she's in the church one. All right, church, where are you? Because she didn't answer, did she?
No, she did not. Which made me wonder if she even reads this stuff because it was a direct question to her. And I
Yeah.
think even in the email itself, I
Yeah.
think I asked too.
Forty 4520 Northeast 39th Street. That doesn't sound right.
4520 what?
Northeast 39th Street.
You don't think that's her address?
Is that what it showed?
I don't remember what it showed. And I don't remember if I wrote it down or not, but I do know which link it is.
I'm thinking of Northwest 39th Street. Never mind. It's not because that was almost the old church's address.
Okay, and that's
39th and
in
Franklin.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
I'll be taking a look at all of that, finishing up either later today or Friday.
Okay.
It may be Friday, but I wanted to check with you about that because I don't think that that was it should have been the church address. And then I wondered if it was the person who filled out the report. But then I thought that probably shouldn't be either. It should show the church address.
And it should show the post office box, probably.
Oh, well, or that. That. So,
Yeah.
anyway, I'll look at that and see what the address is, and you know what? Well, yeah, I'll look at that later and then get back to you on that.
Yeah, 4520 Northeast 39th Street is her address.
Okay. Yeah, and it may not matter what the address is, but
I don't want her exposing her personal mailing, her work
yeah, I was
address.
just going to say, but that exposes her.
Yeah.
So, because it's a public record on the internet about the church, and that exposes her. And
Yeah.
yeah, so she needs to change that if that's the case. But I'll let you know so you know before Sunday.
Okay. And there's a buy. Did the email go out today? No, it goes out tomorrow for Sunday.
Yeah.
There's a bio for the woman that's a guest speaker, and I have not gotten around to forwarding it to you, so I should do that.
And she's guest speaker for this Sunday,
Yeah,
yes?
Annette, whatever her name is.
Okay. Okay, yeah, if you send it, I'll get that on.
Okay. I
Do you
need.
want to end the email? You want to end the email and on the events page of the website?
You put Danita's in the email.
Did I? Okay. Then, yeah, I
And we
can
should
put
have
it.
gotten one from the guy who spoke yesterday, but he has spoken so many times. He comes about once a we have him about once a quarter,
Okay.
which is a good amount, because as Reverend Carrie said, she doesn't want people to get too attached to him, and so she's making sure that other people come in so we are exposed to other ministers, and it's not just him. All right, Reverend Annette's bio to Kate.
Yeah, and if you would,
Me to put it in Facebook instead of.
yes, in Messenger, yeah, that'd be great because yeah, because I'll be checking that throughout the day, probably more than the email. And my phone is still giving me notices, not on all the messengers, but on most of them. You know, I told, well, the new phone is big learning curve. Big
Well,
learning.
especially have you had iPhones before?
I haven't, but I don't think it's not because it's an iPhone, it's just new phone. Every
Oh,
time I get
okay.
a new phone, there's always
Yeah,
the
there's
learning
always a
curve
learning curve.
on how it works. And the one thing that this does that I figured out this morning I might be able to fix is it, like when I'm talking in a text, I'm doing a voice text, voice to text, it doesn't put periods and commas in, and that really So, but I think it's the keyboard. I might be able to change the keyboard and then when I do the voice to text, it'll put the periods and commas in.
Or just say it.
Oh. There's a thought.
Like it used to be dictating. Remember dictaphones?
Yeah. Well, on my other phone, I didn't have to say it, but okay.
Yeah. Well, obviously, if you can figure it out, that's best, but.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. Thanks. You always come up with the best ideas. Okay, so is there anything else that's weighing on you that we want to leave behind? We don't want to take any of it into 2026.
Well, I made a list, and we can't do Burning Bowl as such at Covington House because there's no open flame. It's a log cabin.
Yeah.
So there's paper that dissolves in water. So
Oh,
that's what
really?
we did. And by golly, by the end of the service, it was all just sort of mush at the bottom of the
Wow.
Anyway, I released a whole bunch of stuff then.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. And one of the lovely groups I'm in that I get a monthly digital kit, and it's generally shabby chic kind of stuff, and I just love it. She does a gentle reset in the week between Christmas and New Year's. So every day she sent a little affirmation, a little video and something to download that gives you a little workbook, and it's beautiful. And then a link to a meditation. So I was gone and busy. So I'm planning to, as soon as I get the package off, I'm planning to download that and play with it a little bit.
Ooh, how
And I'm
fun.
going to put it in rather than try to do a notebook. I have not used these. I'm going
Oh,
to put it
wow.
in that. I have two of them. So
Sounds like fun.
that will be lovely.
So, what are you doing tomorrow?
Well, maybe working on that. I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
Maybe writing New Year cards to the people that didn't get a Christmas card off. Also, sorting my Christmas things. Once I get that done, I really w want to sort through things. Where is it? At Marshall's. I stopped at Marshall's on the way home once I got into Vancouver. This was a display piece they were throwing away.
Oh, wow.
And it's perfect for storing card layers.
Yeah. Oh my
So they said
gosh,
I
that's
could have
perfect for
it.
you.
So I will consider making that work. But I need to have a whole redo of everything. So I'm going to spend some time on enjoying doing that.
Okay. But the first thing you're going to do is focus on you, right?
Well, that is focusing on me.
Yeah, but it's not your internal energy of in the stillness with the eyes closed and really focusing and moving into. Give a try of doing that and see how it works. Of just focusing on how you want to feel before you get started on anything. Especially if any anxiety about I haven't gotten this done yet comes in. And infusing it all with love and moving into that elevated vibration. And I know I find it myself that if I don't take the moments first in the first part of the day gets away from me. And then next thing I know, it's 2 or 3 hours later, and I haven't set my focus. And since I've been working on the awareness long enough, it's not that everything gets out of hand because it really doesn't so much anymore. But when we can set our focus first and that awareness, then throughout the day, the awareness is there and we can notice when things are starting to go sideways a little bit. And then we can step back and observe what's happening. You know, and do it so quickly that, you know, in 5 minutes we're completely readjusted. And then we can make note on what's coming up. You know, what keeps popping up for me. I think one of the things that Alex Miles had done a day or two ago was it the 28th? It might have been the 28th to write down all the things that we thought of that we worried about in the last year, the heavy emotions we felt. And what was the other thing? There were three things. I don't remember, but when I read that, I thought, I don't have any of that. And then I started really thinking about it. And there were things that were coming up. So it was surprising, as much as I work at not worrying, I work at not feeling anxious, you know, to be aware of those things and change them, but to be able to look back and see what were the triggers, where am I most vulnerable, you know? And she wanted you to write it down. I didn't want to do that either because I didn't
Yeah.
want to give it that much
That
energy.
reinforcements it.
But I thought, okay, well, I'll give it a try because the reason I did want to go ahead and write it down was more as the more I thought about it, it was like these little shadows were starting to come forward that I could actually grasp. So then I could be done with. So I wrote them out not as pain and suffering, but as a tribute to releasing. And then she has you tear the paper up in little bitty pieces as a full disconnect.
Kind of like the burning bowl thing.
Could be, yeah.
Yeah. And it is amazing to light it on fire and see it. Normally we have this big can in a hibachi, and there's candles, and you light the corner of it on candle and drop it in and watch it burn.
Wow.
That's burning bowl.
I love that. Yeah. Well, being aware of what the triggers are, then we're able to notice them when they start to happen. And we can put a screeching halt to that because we don't want to go down that rabbit hole anymore of, next thing you know, our shoulders are up around our ears and we're all tense and we're anxious and usually and most of the time it started from a thought, a remembrance of something. And the more aware we are of that repetition, then the more we can, we're more empowered we are to stop it when it starts. And then you can question yourself, why am I even thinking about this? Because I'm going back to the past in a time that was uncomfortable. Why would I do this?
Yeah, and for me, it's often if I happen to catch a news headline, it's really hard not to get thrown into. But there's a guy named Robert Reich who's a well-known. He's a former cabinet member and professor, and he's really been philosophizing about what's going on. And he said the same thing Sterling did, that this has served to expose the corruption that's been behind the scenes all along, and that, for a couple several decades we've been drifting in the wrong direction. And
Did you get to hear his son what he released on Sunday?
I read it. Yeah. I
Oh,
didn't take
read it,
I don't I've been reading the transcript rather than listening to it, 'cause it's an hour.
There was something he said. Oh shoot, it came in and went right back out. Well, I thought it was really significant, but evidently not because it didn't stay.
Come to you as soon as we get off the call.
I'm relieved to, oh, he's something he did say that he answered a question of was the Air Force One or what some plane, well, maybe not Air Force One, but one of the planes of Trump's that was searched and had all that money on it on New Year's on Christmas Eve. Wow. I'm looking forward to when somebody asks him about something that Trump's doing that would be next year, and he says, well, he won't be here to do that.
Yeah. 'Cause we thought it was going to be before the end of the year.
Yeah, well, that's today.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why the timeline's pushed out. Maybe it's for, something even better will.
Yeah. Well, and Sterling says that time's like a slinky. It can expand and contract, which is why psychics don't like being pinned down to a date, because that is not predictable.
Yeah,
We
and
don't
everyone
set
has free will. It's just like an angel reading. This is what they're showing me today, but if we did this again tomorrow, they may show me something different because you decided to do something different today.
Sad that you had extended your angel reading special again, but I'm thinking I need to get this one the one
Oh, that's
I paid
right.
for already.
We should I got those prices all changed back this morning. That was while Jessie was giving me her list. Okay, I can do this while she's giving me her list. So, do you have a moment to, oh wait, where's my calendar? I got a new calendar.
Would you want to do it tomorrow? First day of the year? No.
I'm going to be working all day tomorrow, probably.
Okay.
I don't want to do that, but I mean, on the new course that starts in January. God, it would have been a lovely thing to do tomorrow, though.
Now, this is my weekly session, not tomorrow, right?
Right. Let's see. What do you have next week?
Monday looks open, and Thursday looks open.
Okay. Are we going to meet on Thursday at 12:30, my 10:30 your time? 12:30 mine?
As
You
far as I know.
okay, because you have two more. I think today is the. I think this is 10 of 12 today. It might be
Okay.
11, but I think it's 10.
Okay. And I will not be on the call next Wednesday because I've got to follow up tomorrow. Maybe they're open today. I have a diabetes education appointment at 9 a.m.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully not in Portland, but it might be.
What time could you do the angel reading on Thursday?
I'm wide open at this point.
Okay.
Monday's not good for you.
Yeah,
The
let's
fifth.
look at Monday. Let's do Monday. What time on Monday is good
I'm
for
wide
you?
open on Monday too.
Okay, what about would 9 o'clock your time work? Is that too early? Okay.
No, that'd be fine.
Okay, awesome. All right, then we will do that. Yeah. 2026. It's like, wow, no? Remember when everybody was so freaked out about 2000 when it rolled
2K.
ninety? Yeah, Y2K, and then 2012, with the Mayan calendar, and what was the Orson Welles? Was it Orson Welles? The book, oh, 84. It was 1984, wasn't it? Wasn't that the name of that book?
Yeah. I wasn't Orson Welles. I can't
Was it?
remember who it was. HG, no. Neither one of them. It was I can't remember, but it
But it
wasn't.
was scary, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was scary.
Very scary. We had to read that in high
And
school English, and I was traumatized.
oh my gosh. When I remember when I was a senior, I did we had to do an essay, and I decided to do it on witchcraft because I thought it was fascinating, and I got this big book from the library, and it had some scary stuff in it, and I didn't know that Daddy had picked it up and was reading stuff in it. But one day he asked me, he says, "How do you sleep at night when you read that?" And I said, "Well, it's not easy sometimes." He quit reading it. I don't even remember now what, but I got an A on it. I got an A on the essay. So that was just weird. But yeah, the scary stuff that we can let ourselves take in,
And white magic is rather lovely.
Oh yeah, this, I don't even remember what that was about. I just remember the only reason I even remember any of it is because Daddy commented on it,
Yeah.
because it didn't stick with me as something scary to take forward, you know.
So you were grown before your folks divorced?
Oh, they didn't divorce.
Oh, they didn't. Okay.
No, they didn't divorce.
Oh, for some reason I thought they did.
No, Daddy suffered through it. No, Jesse's dad and I divorced. We
Yeah.
hadn't even we split. She Jesse was 11 months old when we split up. So
Well, you needed to be out of that for
we needed to
sure.
be out of that. Yeah. So, well, 2026 is going to be really good.
Is.
Really, really good. I'm excited. I am so excited, and I'm choosing not to let anything else influence change. Nothing else to change that. Nothing else to change it. Not even the clutter. No. Uh-oh. And they agree. They agree.
What's going on? Is there somebody outside? Is there somebody outside? There could be, but it's probably a neighbor. Yeah, it's probably a neighbor. Yeah. Oh, you're such a good boy.
Okay, well, we'll go ahead and complete. And if anything comes up between now and next week, let me know. Otherwise, I'll send you a link for the angel reading
Okay.
so we can get that recorded for you.
Right.
Okay. And sending you lots of love.
Happy New
Happy New Year. Okay. Well, I'll see you in the new year.
Okay, see you next year.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.